from Learfield on the Blue Raider Network, live from Sam's Sports Grill at Stones River Mall. Welcome to Rick Stockstill Live, brought to you by Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union of Blue Raider Athletics, Lewis Bakeries, Bakers of Bunny, Sunbeam, and Healthy Life Breads, Anheuser-Busch and their family of products. Be responsible and know when to say when. Family Leisure, where family and fun come together. Tennessee Highway Safety Office, thumbs down to distracted driving. St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, providing health care close to home. Also brought to you in part by Ford of Murfreesboro, home of the complimentary lifetime warranty. Now, live from Sam's Sports Grill at Stones River Mall, welcome to Rick Stockstill Live. 1 hour of football conversation with the head coach of the Blue Raiders. Email questions to radio@goblueraiders.com or tweet your questions by the hashtag AskStock. Here's the voice of the Blue Raiders, Chip Walters.
Welcome into Rick Stockstill Live tonight from Sam's Sports Grill. We got a lot of stuff going on out here tonight. Coach Stock will join us here in just a second as he is out meeting and greeting. And glad to have you along with us tonight. We've got Major League Baseball playoffs. We've got Monday Night Football. All kinds of things going on here at Sam's tonight. Of course, they always have very good food specials on Monday night. So glad you can be here with us for that. Blue Raiders coming off a 37-17 win over FIU last week. And, Coach, first of all, congratulations.
Thanks, Chip. Appreciate it. Really happy for our players and our coaches. They did a great job all week in preparing for the game, and they deserve to win that game and how they prepared and how they played in the game. So really happy and proud for them.
With that in mind, our opening drive tonight brought to you by the Murfreesboro Post. The Murfreesboro Post offering free 3-year mailed subscriptions to every address in Rutherford County. Just go online to MurfreesboroPost.com today and set up your free 3-year mailed subscription. Got mine last week in the mail, so looking forward for that next week. Again, we mentioned Blue Raiders win it by a score of 37-17. And, Coach, always, it's never a bad thing to win on homecoming Saturday, is it?
No, it's
you need some water there?
No, I'm good. There's no better feeling than winning. I mean, that's what those guys prepare for, what they play for, and the work, the effort that they put into it. It's just a rewarding feeling. And, yeah, homecoming special, you know, for the alumni and everybody coming back, but glad they could experience the win, but I'm just happy for our players. I'm proud for them.
Yep, absolutely. And after coming off a disappointing week the week before at FAU, and you talked about it today in your press conference that you had to do a lot of coaching from the neck up and saying, hey, you know, still believe in you and keep doing what you're doing. Good things are going to happen.
Yeah, you got to ignore the noise on the outside because anytime you stub your toe, everybody wants to, lose faith, create doubt. And, as a player, as a coach, you can never lose hope. And I said it, many times that how much I believe in this team, there's something to it. And, we got beat by a good team, and I think at the end of the year, people will realize that FAU was pretty good, and we didn't play our best, and we went down there and we got beat. We deserved to get beat the way we played, turning the ball over and not being able to stop the run. And but losing one game there doesn't mean you're a bad football team, and that's what I tried to instill in them all week, and how much I believed in them, the confidence that I had in them, and that they should have confidence in themselves and their teammates, and they did, and they do, and they went out and performed really well.
Well, you've also had a really good week when it comes to having weather to prepare and to have good practices and all that. So what was the week of preparation all you had hoped it for be leading up to FIU?
Yeah, we had a good week of practice, but we practiced well, all year long. I haven't been disappointed, and how we practice. You go through August, and yeah, there's a couple days that, I wasn't, extremely pleased with how we practiced. but you're not going to, you know, you're not going to practice great every day, and that's why you coach. And but I like how this team has responded, you know, week in and week out, you know, through the adversity, through the wins, through the losses. I'm really proud of the leadership that we're getting, the toughness that this team is showing, and the resiliency that it's showing. So, you know, we're 3-3 at the halfway mark, and, you know, we just got to try to get to 4-3. That's our main objective this week.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of times it's easy for fans and everybody else to be able to look ahead and project forward and things like that. But
they've never been a coach.
exactly. And that's my point is when a coach says, all we're looking to be is 1-0 this week, that's all you can ask for.
There's nothing you can we play Marshall next week. There's nothing we can do about that. We don't play them, so why even worry about it? We got to get to we got to play better. You know, we're playing a much better team this week than we did last week. UAB's really talented, and they got a lot of transfer players. They got a lot of junior college players. It's an old team, you know, considering the things that they've gone through. And you know, so this is going to be a heck of a good game, good challenge for us. So it's our focus is nothing 100% on UAB and trying to, like you said, try to get this win this week and get to 4-3.
We will talk a whole lot more about UAB. David Crane, the voice of the Blazers, will be our guest coming up around 7:30 tonight. But conference awards were passed out today, and Khalil Brooks was named the Defensive Player of the Week. He brought home that honor. He had a terrific game, including tying the school record for tackles for loss is in a single game with 5 on Saturday. And he just seems to be everywhere on the field. And is that instincts, being coached well, or combination of all the above?
Yeah, you know, Coach Schaefer's done a good job of moving Khalil around. You know, you see him coming off the edge a lot. You see him playing in space, covering man-to-man, covering and playing in zone coverage. So Khalil's a good athlete. I said it at the press conference today. When we signed him, you know, he was a corner in high school. Then we moved him to safety. And eventually we moved him here to linebacker and kind of found a home there. So he's very athletic and is playing at a high level. He plays fast and has done a nice job through these first six games.
Yeah, it says a lot about him as well. I mean, Coach Schaefer can move him around and ask him to do a lot of things, but he's got to be able to do it.
Yeah, you know, well, that's any player.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to have, one, the ability to execute a scheme, to execute a play, no matter what side of the ball you're on. You've got to have that ability, the athleticism, and then you've got to have, you know, the coaching. And Coach Diabate and Coach Schaefer have done a really nice job of developing him.
So the Raiders win it by a score of 37-17. We will break the game down and talk about some of the highlights when we come back in our next segment, but want to remind you that Rick Stockstill Live is brought to you in part by the Tennessee Education Lottery. They've raised more than $4 billion to support education programs in Tennessee. Learn more about programs funded by the lottery online at seehowitaddsup.com. You're listening to Rick Stockstill Live from Sam Sports Grill in Murfreesboro, and you're listening to the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
The MTSU National Alumni Association is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. Are you one of the 120,000 living alumni worldwide? Are you connected to the MTSU National Alumni Association? If not, you're missing out on what's happening around campus and in your area. Visit mtalumni.com to update your email address and learn about all the exciting events and programs offered this year just for our valued alumni. And we always love to see our alumni back on campus. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Strategic IT plan? Check. System upgrades? Check. Printers? Running smooth and on budget. Most companies don't know the total cost of desktop printers. With RJ Young's Managed Print Program, I know exactly how much they cost. The printer, toner, and award-winning service are one set monthly fee. And RJ Young saved us at least 30%. Next promotion? Check.
Managed Print is everything but the paper for one fixed monthly fee. Learn more at rjyoung.com.
Family Leisure's Factory Direct Sale.
Which factory? From where?
Truckloads of new model merchandise from all their factories arriving daily.
Like what?
Truckloads of spas are here from Artisan, Viking, and LPI Spas. Slate pool tables from Brunswick. Prices start as low as $19.99 installed.
Now that's interesting.
Save up to 50% on all home theater motion leather chairs. Zero gravity massage chairs start at only $6.99.
Factory Direct prices on everything.
Family Leisure's Factory Direct Sale going on now.
I-24 at Old Hickory Boulevard.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating Middle Tennessee State University athletes, experts in bones, joints, and muscles, and with more than 50 specialists in 17 locations. TOA has a playbook to get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit us at TOA.com or give us a call at 855-NEED-TOA, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, or TOA, the official team doctors for Blue Raider Athletics.
It's coming for you. 3, 4, you could win much more. 5, 6 on a scratch ticket. 7, 8, it's not too late. The new haunted Jumbo Bucks instant game. With a top prize of $75,000, it's a terrifyingly great way to celebrate Halloween. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just remember to play responsibly. 9, 10, time to play again.
When you order your groceries online with ClickList from Kroger, you can do your shopping anytime, anywhere, like the gym, the office, or your favorite comfy couch. And whether you place your order on your phone, tablet, or computer, it's still your neighborhood Kroger. So you'll find all the fresh choices, low prices, and great deals you love. And you'll save time, too. Try ClickList from Kroger with same-day pickup. Check it out at Kroger.com. Fresh food, low prices, at Kroger.
The Blue Raiders on News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back into Rick Stockstill Live tonight, brought to you in part by the Lee Company. Get ahead of the game with Lee Company, offering heating, air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, and home improvement needs. Lee Company. Find them by phone at 615-867-1000 or online at leecompany.com. And Coach, the medical headline has been at the forefront most of the year, but Blue Raiders did get several players back from injury against FIU. Walter Brady played some. Shane Tucker was back. Terrell West played in the second half. Mike Minner, Isaiah Upton all return. You did not have Malik Manseel and Brent and Richie still not back out there, but it was good to have a few more bodies.
It was. It was good to have Walter and Mike back out there. For the most part, knock on wood, we've been relatively healthy, on defense. And, losing, Walter and then, losing Malik, that hurt us a little bit, there in the defensive front. So getting Walter back was really crucial. Shane got back and gave us some depth there at wide receiver and Isaiah in there. And then, Terrell played some. He's still a ways away, but it was probably good for his confidence to get out there and play after surgery. And hopefully he'll just, get a little bit more confidence and improve here as we go through the rest of the season.
Well, John Urzua had a good day, 259, did not turn the football over and made some really nice plays throughout the game.
Yeah, that was, the big thing, the most important thing was not turning the ball over. And, I've said it a bunch, you got a chance to win every game, you don't turn the ball over. And we didn't put our defense on a short field. We didn't lose momentum offensively by turning the ball over. So that was a welcoming sign to see.
Yep. By the way, I just happened to see Sean O'Kane watching down in Australia tonight as we're on Facebook Live.
Oh, Croc. Yep. Crocodile.
Yep, Crocodile Dundee down there. He's checking that out.
Croc.
He's the only guy that I know that he's the only my only Facebook friend that posts Australian rules football game stories.
I have a lot of respect for Croc, to come here for 1 year and do what he did, contribute to how he did, and was a good player for us. And he's a loyal fan, alumni. I guess you can call somebody an alumni. He's only here for a semester, but I have a lot of respect for Croc.
Yeah, he'll send us an email. He'll be listening in Australia and tell us what time of the morning it is over there. So always glad to have him along. One of the interesting things about Saturday's game, it almost had a feel of kind of an old school game, because you had long drives, you know, and didn't turn the ball over. You had an 11-play, 61-yard drive. They followed that up with an 11-play, 63-yard drive. You came back with 10 plays, 81 yards. That was kind of fun to watch and to see this team put together several sustained drives throughout the day.
Yeah, it's hard to do. You don't really like doing it because, you know, those 8, 9, 10-play drives, usually something bad is going to eventually happen. And, you know, we're not very explosive right now. And FIU is not very explosive. And, you know, we're not getting very big chunk plays, big explosion plays, and that's what we're missing right now. So offensively, we've got to get that back, because it's hard to consistently, you know, drive the ball, you know, 9, 10, 11, 12-play drives. Our defense is doing a good job of not giving up explosion plays. You know, we gave up one there the first drive of the third quarter when they hit the deep ball on us, but it was well defended. Mike had it defended well. Their guy just made a nice play, and it was a nice throw. And, you know, so we've got to try to get some, you know, bigger plays. That's what we're missing, you know, from this team right now, you know, from last year's team. You know, we had some big plays at Syracuse, you know, some long plays there, but we haven't had them here the last five games.
Which is still, when you look back, was the last time that you had really all your weapons.
Yeah, you know, and that's what I said last week. You know, you come out of the Syracuse game, you know, we're playing really good defensively, and offensively that was our best game. And then you look at Syracuse, you know, they beat Pitt last week. You know, and again, you remind your team, hey, I told them that Friday night, or Sunday when Syracuse beat Pitt. You know, it just shows you how good a team that we beat. You go on the road and you beat a team like Syracuse, and, you know, you should be confident. And, you know, so we've lost a little bit of that, so hopefully we'll start regaining it.
The first touchdown of the night came after the game was tied 3-3. Each team had gotten a field goal. That 10-play, 81-yard drive, and John Urzua able to hit Brad Anderson out of the backfield. And it's really fun to watch this young freshman, Brad Anderson, continue to develop. Not only is he finding more ways to run the football effectively, but to be able to be used as a weapon in the passing game. He almost looks more confident just walking around on the field.
Yeah, you know, he's getting better each week. You know, he's not very big, obviously, and, you know, so you can't run him a bunch in there. I don't think he's a, you know, a 20, 25-time carry guy right now. You know, after he gets a year in the weight room and, you know, gets a little bit more weight on him and strength, he might be. But, you know, so we try to get him involved in the passing game and try to create some one-on-one matchups with him in space. You know, so he's a good player. He'll continue to get better.
Yep, and also in the run game on Saturday night, again, Jock Bruce in there in part of it. But the real headline came with Tavarus Thomas. And Thomas had three touchdowns as Middle ran out of the Wildcat set. I want to leave that as a bit of a teaser and come back and talk about that after our next break, which I want to remind you that we are at Stones River Mall for Sam Sports Grill. 60 stores and restaurants here. Stones River Mall, Murfreesboro's shopping destination. Shop your favorite looks at Binks Outfitters, Finish Line, and Hibbett Sports. Then enjoy a great meal at Sam Sports Grill or Buffalo Wild Wings with friends and family. Follow Stones River Mall on Instagram and Facebook for event and sale information. We'll continue along with the head coach of the Blue Raiders, Rick Stockstill, from Sam Sports Grill on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey, man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door, but as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office. Why are people coming from over 40 different states to buy from Wilson County Hyundai?
Because Wilson County offers the most competitive prices in the whole country.
And what's the secret behind Wilson County Hyundai's success?
Better cars, better service, because you deserve better.
Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage with America's best 100,000-mile warranty.
100,000 miles? Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage in Lebanon.
Seniors, looking for a new lease on life? The Crossings at Victory Station is the area's newest premier senior living community, opening in early 2018. Conveniently located on the west side of Murfreesboro, our community combines maintenance-free living with the modern conveniences that seniors want when looking for independent living, assisted living, and memory care. Call 615-624-4035 to get your new lease on life or visit our website, thecrossingsatvictorystation.com.
Advance your career as you advance your education. Earn your master's or doctorate degree from Middle Tennessee State University. Our programs are designed for working professionals to develop practical and applicable skills. Some programs are offered partially or completely online for increased convenience. With over 100 programs to choose from, find the program to help you reach your goals. For more information, visit mtsu.edu/graduate. That's mtsu.edu/graduate.
So, you'll never guess who we saw running in the park yesterday.
Who?
Marcus Mariota.
The quarterback?
Kevin asked if Marcus could train him.
Are you serious?
Yep, and after doing like 3 push-ups and some sprints, Kevin overdid it and ended up hurting himself.
No surprise there.
No.
At care.sthealth.com, you can schedule an appointment online, video chat with a medical professional, or find a walk-in care center near you. St. Thomas Health, part of Ascension.
Join Blue Raider football under the lights in Floyd Stadium on Friday, October 20th for their blackout game versus Marshall. Kickoff is set for 6 p.m. Wear black, come early, and get ready for a match that's always exciting. Ticket t-shirt packages are available while supplies last. To purchase, visit GoBlueRaiders.com. MTSU and Marshall, Friday, October 20th under the lights at Floyd Stadium. Middle Tennessee, our town, our team.
MTSU Sports on News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back into Rick Stocks Alive tonight from Sam Sports Grill in Murfreesboro. Brought to you in part by Tennessee Event Specialists. They have your tailgate and party needs for your next home game, specializing in tents, tables, chairs, inflatables, and more. You can find them by phone at 1-877-355-8782 or online at TNEventspecialist.com. Saw Coach Jim McGuire in here a few moments ago and wanted us to mention that coming up on Tuesday night, October 24th, will be the John Stanford Memorial Grand Slam Fish Fry. This year, new location at the Grove at Williamson Place. So tickets are available for that.
He needs to do that in the spring so I can come to it one time. And I'll really be glad when baseball season gets here because Jim's an outstanding coach, and I love watching his team play, so can't wait to watch him, and maybe you can get him to change that fish fry.
One of Coach Stanford's former players checking in tonight, Mark Novak, down in Newport Richey, Florida, and he was on, I think Mark was on the team that made the region final out at Oklahoma State, and Middle was just that close to making it to the College World Series in 82. But Mark was a big part of that team. Big part of your team on Saturday was Tavarius Thomas. We alluded to it before the break. He had 3 touchdowns when you guys got in close, went to the Wildcat set and brought him in, and he ended up scoring 3 touchdowns. I know you've related the story a time or two, but for those who haven't heard it, talk about how the sometimes necessity is the mother of invention. And that's what you came up with.
Yeah, you know, Tavarius was a Wildcat. Well, he's a quarterback, running back in high school in the shotgun, ran it a bunch. And, you know, if you look at some of our offensive woes this year, it's been our inability to run the football. And, you know, we ran it good at Syracuse with Brent. And then, Bowling Green, you know, we were okay there. And then when Richie went out at Minnesota, you know, we've lost two guys in there that we had plans on using, you know, to help us in the running game. So you lose Brent and Richie there, and, you know, we struggled at FAU. And so I got his high school film out, you know, from when he was in high school on Monday, and showed it to Tony and our staff, and liked what they saw, obviously. And so we put in three or four plays for him, and, you know, took a period each day during the week and practiced it with him. And obviously we had a lot of success. So it's something we'll look at to see if we can expand on and continue to use as we move forward.
Well, you know, last year, obviously, we had with Richie and Dennis Andrews a lot of success with using the Wildcat set and including a good bit of throwing out of it in the FAU game. So, how far can you go and how quickly can you go with him on this?
Well, you know, he's a good athlete. You know, he can throw the ball, and we'll just kind of go a little bit slow. I'm good. We'll go a little bit slow with that right now, but, you know, he's not like I said, it's just one game. You know, we had three or four plays, but I love his attitude. He's a very humble young man. He's very appreciative. You know, he'd score a touchdown, and he'd come over and he'd say, thanks for giving me an opportunity. And I love coaching him. I love everything about him, and I was glad to see him have success, and hopefully that we can keep using him and moving forward with this. Because right now he's a great weapon for us in the run game.
From a coaching perspective and a game planning perspective, what are the advantages when you guys are able to use the Wildcat when you get into a goal line situation? What does that allow you to do that otherwise it might not?
Well, you know, in this case, it gave us the opportunity to use a bigger player. You know, Tavares is 235 pounds. You know, but when you have to substitute and you have to take your quarterback out and keep him and use him, I think you lose a little bit of your edge. It's always better if you can have, you know, the same personnel in there. It makes it harder for defenses to substitute. It makes it harder for defenses to, you know, maybe predict what you're going to do. So it's always easier, you know, when you can use the same personnel. And if you can't, if you got to bring in Tavares and take out a running back or a receiver, but if you can leave your quarterback in, then you always have that ability to motion him back into the backfield, and run a play with it. So the more multiple you can be with your formations is an advantage for you.
And with the Wildcat, they have to you have to account for a quarterback who is a run threat.
Right.
From a number standpoint.
And that's what we had, you know, with Richie. When he was there, you've got a threat as a runner, obviously, and as a passer. With Brent, you've got a threat as a runner and a passer. And then, you know, Tavares, you know, he comes in, you know, he hasn't shown that he's a threat as a passer yet, so they're going to gang up on the run. But if you can leave your quarterback in, you know, now you've got, you know, that option there that you can always, like I said, bring him back into the backfield and do some things there.
All right. Coach Rick Stockstill is here tonight. We're going to get the lowdown on the UAB Blazers in our next segment with David Crane, who is the voice of the Blazers. I want to remind you that Rick Stockstill Live is brought to you in part by The Avenue Murfreesboro. The Avenue has over 95 shops and restaurants, and they're celebrating their 10th anniversary with events all year long. More from Sam Sports Grill with Coach Rick Stockstill after this timeout on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Hey, sports fans. Whether you're packing up for the tailgate, headed into the stadium, or yelling at the TV with your friends, Bud Light has got you covered. Because win or lose, game day is about more than just the game. It's about having a great time with the people who matter most. So before the next opening kickoff, be sure to pick up the beer you can count on to share with the friends you can count on. Bud Light, famous among friends. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Any way you slice it, your game day won't be complete without soft, delicious bunny bread and bunny buns, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics. Whether you're tailgating with friends, cheering in the stands, or tuning in at home, count on Bunny to help tackle your hunger and give you energy. So pick up bunny buns and bunny bread today. It's sure to be a winner.
That's what I said. Bunny bread.
MTSU only trusts optometrists under the name VisionWorks, doctors of optometry with all the vision care for all of our student athletes. Locally owned and operated since 1992, Dr. Mark Lynn has always been committed to providing an excellent shopping experience and high quality products with the best value and selection in the industry. Visit your local VisionWorks today to invest in your active lifestyle. VisionWorks, the official vision care partner of Middle Tennessee Athletics.
College football programs know the importance of recruiting. Finding the nation's top talent is essential to their team's success. The same is true for business. And you can find the best talent for your business with ZipRecruiter. One click posts your job to over 100 job boards, and ZipRecruiter identifies relevant candidates fast. 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within 24 hours. Choose the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter, preferred job site of college sports fans everywhere. For your free trial, go to ZipRecruiter.com/football.
Where I come from, a neighbor is more than just the person who lives next door.
Honesty isn't just the best policy, it's the only policy.
At Ascend Federal Credit Union, we know where you're coming from, because we come from there too. We were born and raised in Middle Tennessee, and everything we do, from the products we offer to the advice we give, is designed to improve the lives of those who live here. Ascend Federal Credit Union. Banking without the bank. Ascend is federally insured by the NCUA.
News Radio WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Welcome back to Rick Stocks Live tonight from Sam's Sports Grill as it's UAB week for the Raiders. And don't forget, Blue Raider Network has its own channel now on the TuneIn radio app. The TuneIn partnership allows Blue Raider fans to hear the play-by-play and coaches' shows via the TuneIn mobile app available on Apple and Android devices or at TuneIn.com. And proud to have a good friend, David Crane, the voice of the UAB Blazers, joining us. And David, you guys had a little excitement down at Old Legion Field on Saturday.
We did, Chip. It was a lot of fun. It was homecoming, with the return of UAB football. I guess it made homecoming a little more special. Had a really good crowd for the game and obviously playing a great team in Louisiana Tech. So it was all set up for a fun afternoon. It was kind of a crazy game, maybe not the prettiest of games, a lot of penalties, a lot of missed extra points, but UAB blocking a field goal on the final play to preserve a 23-22 win. It was pretty special, and I've heard a lot of people who've been around this program a lot longer than I have say that's a game UAB would have found a way to lose in the past. And it sure is nice to finally get one of those go our way.
Well, and when you're having the year of what is hashtag the return for UAB football, that's one you can hang your hat on.
Yeah, it really is. And I would even go back to two games ago, North Texas. The Blazers went out to Denton, fell behind by 16 at halftime, and down two touchdowns in the fourth quarter. And then really turned it around. They kept battling. They kept fighting. They came all the way back, tied it up with, 30 seconds to go. Wound up losing that game on a field goal at the end of regulation there. But I think even that second half in Denton helped lead to what we saw on Saturday against Louisiana Tech. And I do think this is a, in a lot of ways, it truly is a new UAB football, and and I hope they've learned a lot from these last two games, or at least the last game and a half. And I think that's something we even saw back in 2014, to be honest, under Bill Clark, that they may not play great, they may not win every game, but they're going to play hard every game, and they're going to have a chance to win most ball games, and that's certainly been the case this year.
Certainly UAB's story has been big in college football. First of all, scuttling the program, then bringing it back. Obviously, Coach Clark deserves a lot of credit for staying at the till during those 2 years when you didn't play games. And how important has it been to have his have a steady hand there, no matter who it is, but in his case, Bill Clark, to revive that program and to be able to tell that story?
Well, he's an interesting fella. I know you and I've worked with a lot of football coaches over the years, and a lot of them are really good coaches. A lot of them are really nice guys, and maybe some of them are really nice guys that aren't good football coaches, and some of them are probably really good football coaches who may not be the most pleasant of people to deal with on a daily basis. But Bill Clark is kind of an exception to me. And he's a good person, and he's a really good football coach. And the fact that he stuck it out, and he went to the people that were really trying to bring this back and said, look, if you can pull this off, I will stay. I'll be here when you bring football back, whatever the timeline may be. And so when, you know, it was 6 months after they killed it, they make the announcement that football is coming back, and Bill Clark, true to his word, is on the sidelines right now. I think that does add to the story, and we've kind of joked along the way that this is going to make a really good book, and it might even make a good movie. Not sure how many people would actually believe it is all true, but Bill Clark is a huge, huge part of all of this that's going on with UAB football.
How did they put this roster together? Because I'll go out on a limb here without even looking or in adding it all up. I would guess that UAB will go into Saturday's game with an older roster than Middle will.
Well, they scoured the globe. They did a lot of JUCO recruiting. I've joked with a bunch of people that we're at BYU East. We may be the second oldest team in the country. We got a guy that I think is turning 27 in November. But that's kind of what they had to do. They felt like they needed to get old quickly, and the only way to do that is go the JUCO route. I think once they get a couple of classes under their belt, the focus will be more toward high school and then sprinkle in the JUCOs. But for right now, it's an older team, not necessarily an experienced team, certainly not playing together, obviously. But I do think you look out there and you see some bigger bodies, more mature bodies, and I think that's paid dividends for UAB in the short term.
Well, one other question, obviously, before we wrap things up here. A.J. Early, I'm sure there will be stories about him, a former backup here at Middle, and now the starter at UAB.
To watch. Kind of coming into the season again. You hadn't seen this guy play. You hadn't seen any of these kids play. So you don't know what to expect. But sort of the thinking was A.J. is the throwing and running quarterback, as opposed to Tyler Johnson, who is the running and throwing quarterback. Well, AJ's shown that he can absolutely run the football, and he's been really good, especially in the red zone and goal-to-go situations. He can tuck it and run it. And I think he played five games for Middle Tennessee. I don't know how much y'all got to see of his toughness in that stretch, but he is a tough son of a gun. He has taken some really big licks this season, and he's still out there plugging away. I think he would have had a hard time playing the week after North Texas because he just got beat to a bloody pulp in that game. But the off week came at a good time. He was able to heal up a little bit. And I think he is one of the leaders on this team, and I think Bill Clark appreciates the way he kind of sets the tone at practice, holds people accountable And one of the reasons he's able to do that is because he holds himself accountable at such a high level. So I think that will be a great storyline this week. I'm sure he'll get a bunch of questions about playing Middle Tennessee. I expect a really, really fun ball game on Saturday at Legion Field.
All right. Well, David, appreciate the time. Always look good. Look forward to seeing you coming up this Saturday.
Thanks, Chip. Appreciate it. We'll see you this weekend.
All right. David Crane, the voice of the UAB Blazers. We will take a timeout and remind you that Middle Tennessee football is brought to you in part by MT Dining. When the Raiders are on the road, the Blue Raider Network is at the McCauley Dining Hall. The next pregame show from McCauley will be coming up in November. We'll take a timeout. Coach Stock will answer your questions when we return after this on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
MT Dining is eating made easy. With more than 19 dining locations, you'll never run out of variety on campus. Whether it's Chick-fil-A, Steak and Shake, or Starbucks, we've got the brands you love right here. Need a quick snack or Scantron? Stop by one of the four pods on campus. And MT Dining has MTSU's only fast casual sit-down restaurant, the Blue Raider Grill, located in the Student Union. Visit mtdining.com for more information or visit our office in the Keithley University Center, room 202.
Put Lee Company on your team and you'll always be ahead of the game with home maintenance, improvements, and repair. Sign up for a Lee Company home maintenance plan to have your heating and air conditioning system tuned up twice a year. In addition, you'll receive a comprehensive electrical and plumbing home inspection, plus member-only discounts and priority service, all for as low as $8.25 a month. For the very best electrical, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing services, call Lee Company at 615-867-1000 or visit leecompany.com.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Every Saturday, football fans flock to stadiums around the country to cheer on their teams. Chances are, the next person your business needs to hire is in the stand somewhere. But how do you find them? Here's the smartest way. Go to ZipRecruiter. One click posts your job to over 100 job boards, and ZipRecruiter identifies relevant candidates fast. 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within 24 hours. Choose the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter, leading job site of college sports fans everywhere. For your free trial, go to ZipRecruiter.com/football.
Family Leisure's factory direct sale.
Which factory? From where?
Truckloads of new model merchandise from all their factories arriving daily.
Like what?
Truckloads of spas are here from Artisan, Viking, and LPI Spas. Slate pool tables from Brunswick. Prices start as low as $19.99 installed.
Now that's interesting.
Save up to 50% on all home theater motion leather chairs. Zero gravity massage chairs start at only $6.99.
Factory direct prices on everything.
Family Leisure's factory direct sale going on now.
I-24 at Old Hickory Boulevard.
Strategic IT plan? Check. System upgrades? Check. Printers? Running smooth and on budget. Most companies don't know the total cost of desktop printers. With RJ Young's Managed Print Program, I know exactly how much they cost. The printer, toner, and award-winning service are one set monthly fee. And RJ Young saved us at least 30%. Next promotion? Check.
Managed Print is everything but the paper for one fixed monthly fee. Learn more at rjyoung.com.
News Radio WGNS, Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Welcome back into Sam Sports Grill tonight on this Monday evening, Middle Tennessee football with Coach Rick Stockstill. Saturday, the Raiders are at UAB for a 5:30 kickoff at historic Legion Field. And Coach, you heard David Crane there. And, of course, one of the things that will come up this week is A.J. Eardley, who did start his career here and has found some success this year with UAB.
Yeah, I'm happy for A.J. And, he left here and went to the junior college and found a home there at UAB. So he's playing really well. I'm really happy for the success that he's having so far.
Kind of get your response on how they have weathered this storm of scuttling the program and now, as he said, brought it back 6 months later. And now here they are.
Well, they were able to recruit a lot of good players because the NCAA made that rule that they would not lose a year of eligibility. So last year when they didn't play, you know, they could sign all those junior college guys and all those transfers, and it didn't count as a year against them. They were just there. So, you know, that's a huge advantage for any program to be able to do that. And then the NCAA gave them, you know, where they could sign so many more people than anybody else.
You're restricted to 25 a year.
Yeah.
And what were they allowed to?
Oh, they signed. I mean, it was ungodly how many they signed. I can't remember what it was, but, you know, they were signing 35. I think it was the limit that they put on them. And, you know, it was really, I mean, to me it's unfair because it wasn't like, you know, a disaster came. It wasn't like Katrina came or something and they had to shut the program down because of that. You know, they shut it down because of a choice, you know, and then, you know, the NCAA granted them all these waivers and then it didn't count against their eligibility to sign these junior college guys and transfers. You know, so like you said, that guy said that it's an old team. And you look at their roster, they're full of juniors and seniors and guys that have played a lot of football in their career.
Yep. Well, Julia Hudson, who is heading over now to lead FCA tonight over on campus, asked about A.J. early. So we'll move on from that. Her husband, Brandon, wanted to know what player surprised you most with his play so far this year.
You know, I guess I'm always surprised with young kids, you know, and you know, we got a lot of true freshmen playing. And you look at in the game there, you know, we started Reed Blankenship at safety. You know, he's played really well for us this year. Got an interception at Syracuse. DQ Thomas is a true freshman. He got the strip sack fumble recovery last week. Jordan Ferguson is a true freshman. Defensive lineman, he got an interception. Brad Anderson, a true freshman running back, you know, 100-yard rusher, caught a touchdown. Jimmy Marshall, a true freshman wide receiver, playing and catching some balls. You know, so I'm always impressed with that because that's so hard for young people to come in and do.
You inserted, speaking of Reed Blankenship, you inserted him as your punt returner. Happy with his work back there?
Yeah, he did a good job. He caught all the punts, made good decisions, had a 14-yard run on his return, one return. And, you know, Ty Lee's been back there and in place of Richie while he's been hurt. And, you know, Ty's put the ball on the ground two consecutive games. You know, so I made a change there and gave Reed an opportunity. So, I thought Reed's done a nice job.
With all the injuries you've had, your hand has been forced to some degree to play a lot of the guys you just talked about. How will that pay dividends in the future?
I don't know if it will. It'll, you know, because your better teams are when you have redshirt seniors. And, you know, the older guys, it gives them another year in the weight room to get stronger and everything. And, those guys, you know, kind of like Ty Lee last year, you know, he played and, you know, he had a good year last year. And now he's got experience. It's not the first time playing this year. So it'll be good from an experience standpoint, but, you know, I always prefer the redshirt guys because I think it makes your team better down the road.
Yeah, Bud was asking, he asked a question about the injury situation, which we've already addressed somewhat, but also about seniors and senior leadership. Talk about how, as we're here at the halfway point, how much are you happy with the leadership you're getting from your senior class?
Yeah, so far I think, you know, the guys that are playing have a good attitude and they're doing a good job. And then, you know, the seniors that aren't playing that, you know, are on the scout team and are giving us a good look also. So, like I said, I've been very pleased with this team, you know, the overall leadership. I think we're getting great leadership from, you know, our underclassmen as well. And, you know, guys, you know, have all bought in. And, you know, it's like I said it after FAU, I think, you know, I like this locker room. I like our attitude. And, you know, we'll continue to, you know, to grow from that standpoint.
And you have seven players that already have an undergraduate degree that are playing. You like having those mature guys?
Well, I mean, it's all a byproduct of being able to redshirt guys. It's hard to graduate, you know, in 4 years with the time that athletes have to put in. It's hard, and it's a heck of a commitment that they have to make. And, you know, so it gives them a better opportunity to graduate and also start to work on their master's degree.
T-Bone asked about Ty Lee and Shane Tucker in particular. Said they seem to be getting stronger, and it's good to see those fellows making a big comeback. And Shane Tucker has he really is a guy that can give you a lot. Well, of course, Ty Lee as well, doing different things with the football.
Yeah, you know, Ty's limit. I mean, Shane's limited in some areas. You know, he's not extremely fast, but he's tough. You know, he gives us a chance. You know, he's a 210-pound receiver now that he catches those short passes. If he'll put his foot in the ground and get vertical, you know, he can break some tackles and get some yards after contact because of his size and strength, you know, where a Ty Lee can't do that. Ty Lee's got to be a little bit shiftier and make people miss. But Ty's having a good year also.
And I think that's just about all we've got tonight. So thank everybody for their questions, and we will get right to our final segment in just a moment. We'll take a timeout. Middle Tennessee and UAB coming up Saturday from Birmingham. Back after this on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Murfreesboro, you can count on an award-winning service team for all your home maintenance and improvement needs. Lee Company, A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, recognized by Angie's List as a super service provider since 2008, is ready to assist with all your home maintenance needs. Heating and air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, home improvement, and more. Experience the convenience of calling one phone number for all your home maintenance and improvement needs. Call Lee Company today at 615-867-1000 or visit leecompany.com.
So you'll never guess who we saw running in the park yesterday.
Who?
Marcus Mariota.
The quarterback?
Kevin asked if Marcus could train him.
Are you serious?
Yep, and after doing like 3 push-ups and some sprints, Kevin overdid it and ended up hurting himself.
No surprise there.
No.
At care.sthealth.com, you can schedule an appointment online, video chat with a medical professional, or find a walk-in care center near you. St. Thomas Health, part of Ascension.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. When you do your banking at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we take pride in knowing you, knowing your name, and we strive to provide you with the greatest customer service experience. We know your name. We offer you a cup of hot coffee and a warm cookie. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. At First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we know our customer. Member FDIC.
For 75 years, the name of my great-grandfather, Roscoe Brown, has been a symbol of customer service, integrity, and trusted experts in the heating, cooling, and plumbing business. We're a part of this community, and like you, we're proud to support MTSU and our Blue Raiders on and off the field. If your blood runs blue, we'll see you at Floyd Stadium. If your fingers are turning blue, give Roscoe Brown a call. 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Roscoe Brown.
Trusted for 75 years. RoscoeBrown.com.
The home of the Blue Raiders. News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back in to Rick Stockstill Live tonight from Sam Sports Grill. Again, we got the playoffs. We've got Monday Night Football going on. And right now, time to see who wins the Bud Light cooler from Ajax Turner. And, Coach, who's the winner?
I can't read that chicken scratch.
Well, the Bud Light cooler goes to Bud Morris tonight. So, how about that?
And, there you go, boy, Bud.
He got a cooler and a brand-new haircut all in one day. So
I heard that.
So, good for him. So, congratulations, Bud. So, it is. It's the right color. It's blue.
Speaking of Monday Night Football, we got Benny Cunningham on
here
with the Bears. So, make sure you guys check out old Benny's. Caught a pass there on their first drive I was watching.
Right now you got 4 guys on NFL rosters that are getting to play, and I know you're proud of all those guys.
Yeah, guys are great representatives of this university and extremely happy for them. It's hard to get to the NFL, and these guys have done it, and I'm really proud for them.
Maurice Shakir's up in Baltimore.
Right.
Got 2 with the Titans that we all know, of course, and Benny changed teams this year, went from the Rams over to Chicago. Last week in the league, Middle, of course, a winner over FIU, 37-17. UAB blocked a field goal on the last play of the game to beat Louisiana Tech, 23-22. Marshall over Charlotte, 14-3. FAU went to Old Dominion and won 58-28. Southern Miss over UTSA, 31-29. Western Kentucky over UTEP out at the Sun Bowl, 15-14. And Rice went out of the league and lost to Army 49-12. And, Coach, I'm not sure what all the scores tell us to this point, except that it's going to be a very balanced league race, it seems.
Yeah, there's, you know, teams that have, you know, really improved. And it's going to be a tight race. It'll be I don't think anything's going to be decided till that last week of the season. So a lot of games do left to be played.
I mean, just here in the last couple of weeks, UTSA was looking terrific. You had Southern Miss losing at home to North Texas. Then Southern Miss goes and plays UTSA, wins there. Right now, FAU 2-0 in the East as they picked up a big road win there. This week's schedule has Old Dominion at Marshall, Charlotte at Western, Middle at UAB, UTSA at North Texas, UTEP at Southern Miss, and then a non-conference game FIU will host Tulane. So, again, a lot of challenges out there, but it's hard to pick some of these because the matchups seem to be so close.
Yeah, it's a very balanced league. It's a very competitive league. There's good players, like I've always said. There's good coaches, like I've always said. So it'll be these next 6 weeks going to tell a lot.
The matchup with UAB, we talked about them being an older team, but what about them strikes you from a skill standpoint, and who? What are your biggest concerns?
I guess my biggest concern are their lines. Their defensive line, really their front seven on defense. Their front and then their linebackers are really active. Their defensive line is really big. It'll be one of the bigger defensive lines we've faced this year, like that guy from UAB said. And, you know, they're very active. They're strong. And then their offensive line is really big, too. They do a great job of protecting the quarterback. Hasn't been sacked a whole bunch. You know, so those are the lines concern me the most. They got a good running back. You know, he rushed for 168 yards last week. And, you know, their secondary is the, you know, they're number two in the conference, you know, in pass defense. So it's really good team. They won a game last week on the kicking game. So really good, well-coached football team.
Yep, and for your guys, you just want to kind of continue what you've got some momentum going right now.
Yeah, we got to play smart. We got to play better. You know, UAB's a ton better than FIU. It's this team's a lot better, and that's not coach speak. That's facts. This is going to be a heck of a ball game going down there, and you know, when you're playing a game like this, you know, turnovers are going to be critical. So we've got to do a phenomenal job of protecting the ball.
Saturday's game will be on the BN television network, and we will have our broadcast beginning at 4:00 with the tailgate show. Countdown to kickoff coming about 5:00, and kickoff just after 5:30 from Legion Field. Coach, back on the road. Good luck.
Thanks, Chip. Appreciate you, my man.
All right, appreciate it. Coach Rick Stockstill joining us tonight. Thank all of you for being here at Sam's and those of you listening wherever you may be tonight. So until we talk to you again on Saturday, Chip Walters saying thanks for being with us and good night from Sam's and the Blue Raider Network.
From Learfield on the Blue Raider Network, live from Sam's Sports Grill at Stones River Mall, this has been Rick Stockstill Live, brought to you by the Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union for Blue Raider Athletics, Lewis Bakeries, Bakers of Bunny, Sunbeam, and Healthy Life Breads, Anheuser-Busch and their family of products. Be responsible and know when to say when. Family Leisure, where family and fun come together. Tennessee Highway Safety Office, thumbs down to distracted driving. St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, providing health care close to home. And by Ford of Murfreesboro, home of the complimentary lifetime warranty. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Blue Raider Network.